going on is that the Electoral Commission is still consulting with the government on when these local government elections are going to take place. Because the, according to the law, we're supposed to hold these elections next year in May, but apparently as of now, the commission is yet to come up with a calendar of events for the local government elections. In short, I would say that we are still discussing with government, because one thing that some people have noted is that there's no allocation for the allowances of the councillors in this year's budget. So the government will have to source some money somewhere, because we can elect the councillors now, and then later on we might find that there's no money to pay them. There are no infrastructure at the district level to house these councillors, like the offices. So the government wants to make sure that once these councillors are elected, there should be very good structures for them, maybe offices in the districts, even their PECs, even their role as councillors. That has to come out clear. I think this is what is delaying the whole thing.
The civil society groups are threatening to drag the government to court for contravening the constitution, because a calendar, as they claim, should have been out now in anticipation of the local council election.
Yes, the civil society, like the Malawi Electoral Support Network, they've been writing us letters, and we have been meeting them, and we will continue meeting them, because they also need to understand the whole process. As I said, to elect the councillors is one thing, and then to look after them, it's another. But what I would say is that the government and the Electoral Commission are still consulting. We are confident that after these consultations and after all the things are put in place, the elections will be held sometime, maybe after next year or later next year. But a calendar of events will have to be released by the Electoral Commission.
When should Malawians expect a calendar of events to be presented to them?
Once the Electoral Commission has finalized its discussions with the government, immediately, I think after those discussions are concluded, the calendar of events is going to be released, and people will be told when the elections are going to take place. Well, definitely, Malawi as a country, we need the local councillors. As the Electoral Commission, we are not trying to run away from these local government elections, but we are just trying to make sure that all the procedures are followed before these elections take place and before the calendar of events is released. Because even the money which is in the budget for the local government elections is not enough. We need to discuss with the donors so that they top up the budget for the local government elections.
Fego, some people are questioning the independence of the Electoral Commission, especially when Minister Godol Gondwe said that the election would not be held in May as is suspected, but later on in 2010. That basically tells people that the government seemed to be controlling affairs. What is your take?
The Electoral Commission legally is an independent organization, but we don't operate in a vacuum, because we also depend on other stakeholders like the government to support us. We also depend on the donors to support us. We are an independent body, but we don't work in a vacuum. We expect others to also support us. If other entities don't support us, then we cannot operate fully. But in short, the government is fully supporting the Electoral Commission. The donors in Malawi are very, very supportive indeed. They give us all the money. Right now, they have requested us to submit a plan of action. They have some money. They want to support certain activities in order to improve the image of the Electoral Commission. So the donors are very forthcoming. They are very supportive. The government is very supportive. And we are very, very independent as the Electoral Commission. But we don't work in a vacuum. We work hand in hand with the various stakeholders.